Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Tesamud Beis. We're holding by the first medium-sized line on Tesamud Beis by the words Mikdash Rishon. So says the Gemara, Mikdash Rishon Mibnei Macharav. Why did the first Beis HaMikdash get destroyed? So says the Gemara, Mibnei Gimel Averis Shayubai, because there were three Averis that Klal Yisrael was doing during that Tekufa. Avadizara, Vigilia Rais, Shlichas Damim. And the Gemara is going to go through each one to show, to prove that each Aver was being done at that time. So Avadizara, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, it says, Ki Katsar Hamatza Mihishtareya. It says, literally means that the couch is too short for stretching out on. My Katsar Hamatza Mihishtareya, Amr of Yoinason, Katsar Matza Ze Mihishtarel of Shnei Reim Ke'echad. That the couch, literally, the couch is too small for two Reim to be on it at the same time. Meaning it was too small, there's no room for a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Avadizara to be there together. But Lamaisa, you see that they had a Vadazara. And the Pasuk continues, Amaseicha Tzara Kischanis. So says the Gemara, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said that Kimati Rab Yoinasan Lahai Kra, when Rab Yoinasan would get to these words, Amaseicha Tzara Kischanis, that the Pasuk's calling Avadazara, Tzara, a rival to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Bachi, he would cry when he got to these words. And Amar, he would say, Man Dechsivbe, the one who it says about him, Kainis Kaneid Mehayam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that he gathers together all the waters. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong, Nasisle Maseicha Tzara, and a Maseicha Nevedzara is going to be a rival to him. So he used to cry when he got to these words. Says the Gemara Vayter that also Gilei Arayis, they also had Gilei Arayis by the Bayis Rishon. So says the Gemara, how do we know that they had Gilei Arayis? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayayimer Hashem, Yan ki gavu b'neis tzion, because they were haughty, v'teilachnan et yizgaroin, they walked with outstretched necks. We'll see, the Gemara is going to be mefarish each one of these aspects. U'mesakri seinayim, haluch v'tof of teilachno, u'braglein ta'akasno. So says the Gemara like this, Yan, because the Bnei Sion, referring to the Bnei Yisrael, they were haughty. Shahayu mahalchay sarucha kibitzad kitzara, that they used to have that a tall lady would walk by a short lady in order to draw more attention. This was a lack of tznias. V'telachna netuyes garoin, and they walked with outstretched necks. Shahayu mahalchay bekuma zakufa, they walked with a straight back, which also like a sign of gaiva. U'mesakr seinayim, they had gazing eyes. Dahavu mali on kuchla inehin, that they used to put some sort of eye makeup on their eyes in order also to get more attention. Halach v'tof of teilachno, which the Gemara Darshins mean shayu mahalchos ekev b'tzad goydel, that they used to walk with their heel next to their toes, so they would walk very slowly in order to also to get more attention. Ubraglein ta'akasno, Amrav Yitzchak shayim mevias more v'afarsimain. They used to bring some different types of spices more in afarsimain. And manichais b'manalehin, and they would put it inside of their shoes. Ukeshemagias etza b'churi Yisrael, when they would pass by young men, so they would stamp on the ground with these shoes filled with the besamim. Umatizay salayin, and they would like spray these young men with the besamim, with the perfume. Umachnisid beheni tzahara, and they would through this, through spraying their perfume and showing off their perfume to the young men, so they would bring a yetzahara, a tremendous yetzahara onto these young men. Ke'eres b'chos, like the poison of a snake when he's angry. But the point is that the Gemara is bringing all this to show that there was Gilei Arayis at the time of the Chorban, which is Betzem, the Gemara needs beer, because the Pasuk doesn't show that they had Gilei Arayis, the Pasuk just shows that there was a lot of Pritzus. So you see that there was Pritzus by the Bayis Rishon. So if the Gemara would have said that the three things that caused the Bayis Rishon to be destroyed was Avodah Zarah and Pritzus and Shvichas Damim we'll get to soon, so then fine, you see that you had those three things. But how could the Gemara say that one of the three things was Gilei Arayis and then bring a pasuk about Pritzus? Pritzus doesn't necessarily show us that there was Gilei Arayis, but I saw in the Sefer Levusha Shel Torah by Rafalk, so he writes right in the beginning of the Sefer in Siman Aleph, he brings our Gemara and he says that you see that that it was so pasha to the Gemara that there was, that if there was taka pritzos, so then for sure memela, naturally there's going to be gilia raias. Which he points out that you see from here two things. First of all, the power of tznias, that a lack of tznias is naturally leads to gilia raias, that the Gemara could even assume, he could bring a pasuk that shows that there was pritzos, and then say, oh, there must have also been gilia raias, because naturally, if there's pritzos, there's gilia raias. And two, he says, is that you see that one of the sharashim, one of the roots of what caused the Churban Bayis Rishon was really a lack of tznias. So that's what he writes in the Akdama to the Sefer in the first parak, in the Siman Aleph of the Sefer, Levusha Shel Torah, which is a Sefer on Hilchos Tznias. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Shvichas Damim, that the third thing that caused the Churban Bayis Rishon was Shvichas Damim. Says the Gemara, Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, V'gam Dam Naki Shafach Menashe Harbe Moed. And Menashe spilled a lot of dam, he spilled a lot of blood, he killed a lot of people. Ad Asher Midla Yes Yushalayim Pelafet, until the Yushalayim was filled with dam from one side to the other. Which the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Mabez, brings different shitas exactly who Menashe killed. But either way, whoever it is that he killed, it earned him a spot in Chazal's list of three kings who have no chelik in Olam Haba. Says the Gemara Vayter, Avo Mikdash Sheni, but however, so those were the three things that caused the Churban Bayis Rishon. There was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. But says the Gemara, Avo Mikdash Sheni, but regarding the Mikdash Sheni, Sheyu Oiskin B'Torah, they were learning Torah, Uva Mitzvahs, they were Oisik in Mitzvahs, Ugemilas Chasadim, they were Oisik in Gemilas Chasadim. So but Bnei Malcharav, so why was it destroyed? It's interesting, the Gemara should have said, it seems like the Gemara is trying to ask that they didn't have Avodah Zarah in the times of the Bayis Sheni. They didn't have Gilui Arayis and they didn't have Shvichas Damim. So why was the second Bayis destroyed? That's what seems to be what the Gemara means to ask. But it's interesting the way the Gemara brings it out. Instead of saying that they didn't have those three things, the Gemara says that they were Isaac and Tyra and Mitzvahs and Gemilas Chasadim. Which, what Shaychas do these things have to Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim? So I looked around, I didn't see anyone who explained it, but L'chayra, what you could say is that the Gemara means to say these three things, keneged, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Because it says they were Isaac and Torah, and so if you're Isaac and Torah, then you could assume that they didn't have Gilui Arayis. The Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, that there is no machshavos of Gilui Arayis that go into a person's head, unless he's not thinking in Torah. But if a person's thinking in Torah, then he won't have thoughts of Gilui Arayis. So because they were Isaac and Tyrus, and then it goes hand in hand that they didn't have Gilui Arayis. And they said that they were Isaac and Gemil in mitzvahs. That's connected to Avodah Zarah. They were serving Hashem. They were taka Isaac in mitzvahs. They were serving Hashem. Ugemilas chasadim. They weren't being shayvich damim. Adar Abba. They were being very kind to each other. So b'bnei ma'charav. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So why was it destroyed? If they had all these things, so then we could assume that they didn't have Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. So why taka was the Bayis Sheni destroyed? So says the Gemara, b'bnei shahaisa by sinas chinam. Because they had sinas chinam. They had baseless hatred. Now, what does it mean? Sinas chinam. There's no such thing as hating someone. L'chaira. There's no such thing as hating someone for no reason. Anytime a person doesn't like someone, so he has a reason for it. So the lashon of Rashi and Shabbos and Lamed Beis and Beis, when he describes what is sinas chinam, Rashi says shaloi ra'a by dvar avera, that you don't see in the other person a certain avera. She he mutter l'sanoisa, that it should be mutter to hate him. V'sayna, in any ways you hate him. So it's hating someone for any reason, if it's not a good enough of a reason that you saw in him that he did an avera, that now there's a heter to hate him. So anything less than that, that's called sinas chinam. That's what Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos. So that's why the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, because of sinas chinam. L'amdecha, which teaches us sheshkula sinas chinam, that sinas chinam is equal keneged shalosh averos of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Keneged the big three averos of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Because we see that the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed from these three averos, and the second Beis Hamikdash, which didn't have those averos, all it had was sinas chinam, and still it got destroyed. So you see that sinas chinam is as bad as Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. And the Chafetz Chaim famously writes in his Akdama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, to the Halachos of Lashon Hara, that he writes that even though the Gemara over here uses the word sinas chinam, it really means a sinas chinam that led to lashon hara. That really it's lashon hara that destroyed the second base of Mikdash. And he points out that the Gemara says, which that it's lamdecha, that sinas chinam is shakal to avadazara gilarayas shrichas damim. That's the exact lashon that the Gemara in Erichin on Tezvav Mabez uses also when describing lashon hara. It says that lashon hara is keneged gilarayas avadazara and shrichas damim. And the nafkamina is that's what the Chafetz Chaim writes in other places, that the Eitzah to get the Beis HaMikdash back is then to work on Lashon Hara, is to work on not speaking Lashon Hara, to work on seeing positive, to seeing the good in other people. Be'ezus Hashem. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rishayim hayu ela shetalu b'tchayna b'akadosh baruch hu. So the Gevurah Sari says that this is really a hemshich of the memra of Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta, who started saying on Tasa Ben Aleph about the Mishkan being destroyed. So now the Gemara over here is continuing what he said, and he said that Rishayim hayu ela shetalu b'tchayna b'akadosh baruch hu. That really they were Rishayim. They were Rishon, but they were Taylor there, Bitachon, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Gemara, who is this referring to? That they were Rishon, but that they had Bitachon in Hashem? Says the Gemara, Asan LeMikdash Rishon. It's talking about the people in the first base of Mikdash. The Chsiv, it says, Reisheha B'Sheichad Yishpoitu, V'Kayaneha B'Mechir Yairu, that the judges judged, and they took, they were bribed, and the Kehanim also, they taught for a fee, Unvieha B'Kesev Yiksayimu, that also the Nevi'im, they only prophesized after they got paid. But Hashem Yisha'enu Lemor, but they were Semech, they relied on Hashem, and they said, Halei Hashem Bekirbeinu, Hashem is with us, Leitavu Leinu Ra, nothing bad is going to happen to us, because Hashem loves us, Hashem is with us. So because they had this bitachon, even though they did tremendous averus, we said in the Bais Rishon, they had Gilei Raya, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, but because they had bitachon, Lefichach, therefore, so their punishment was diminished, and Ha'evi Alein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gimel Gzeres, and instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu just brought on them three Gzeres, the three averus that they did, which is either referring to the three averus referred to in this pasuk that we just read, or referring to the three averus that we said gilei raya, shrichas damim, and avodah zarah. But either way, because they had bitachon, so therefore instead of getting completely destroyed, Hashem just brought on them three gezeiros. And emor, as the pasuk says, l'chein beglalchem, because of what you've done, so tzion tzada techaresh, so tzion is going to become like a plowed field, yushalayim ayin tiyeh, yushalayim is going to become ruins, v'harabayis levamus yaron, and harabayis is going to be desolate like a forest. Says the Gemara Vayter, but Mikdash Rishon only have a base in Aschinam. The Gemara says that they only had Sin Aschinam. It sounds like they only had Sin Aschinam in the second base of Mikdash. But really, there was no Sin Aschinam in the Bais Rishon. Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, Megura Yelcherev HaYuas Ami, Lechein Tzvaik Al Yareich, Ba'amar Rav Lazar Darshan, that Elu Bnei Adam, Sha'eichlim V'Shaisin Zemzeh, that they eat and they drink with each other as if they're good friends, V'Daikrin Zedzeh B'Charav V'Shavilashainam, and then they hit each other with the spears that's in there, with the sword of their tongues, referring to Lashon Hara, that they didn't like each other, even though they pretended to get along, but really they had Sinas Chinam. So you see, even in the Bais Rishon, they had Sinas Chinam. Sound for the Gemara? No, Ahi b'nesiyah Yisrael, Havoi. That was only the Nesiyah Yisrael that had Sinas Chinam. In general, there was no Sinas Chinam, just amongst the Nesiyah Yisrael, there was Sinas Chinam. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, which is going to be the Raya, that was only by the Sinas Chinam was only by the Nesiyah Yisrael. The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, it's the beginning of this pasuk that we just mentioned. The pasuk says, "Zaak v'helel ben Adam ki haisa ba'ami." So cry and wail. Why? Because they had sinas chinam. Says the Gemara. V'tani, we learned in a brisa. Zaak v'helel ben Adam yachol l'kol. I might think that everybody had sinas chinam. Tamaloi mar. The pasuk says, "He bechol nesiyah Yisrael." There was only amongst the nesiyah Yisrael. They're the ones who had sinas chinam. So that's why the first base of Mikdash wasn't destroyed for sinas chinam. It wasn't a general issue. But the second base of Mikdash, that already was spread amongst everyone. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Damer Tervayu, they both said that Rishayim, the people in the first base of Mikdash, Shenizgala Avaynam, that their averus were revealed. They did it in the open. Gilei Raya, Shrichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. A lot of those are hard to keep a secret. So they did averus that were in the open. So Nizgala Kitzam. So also their end was also revealed. They were told that they were only going to be in Gullis for 70 years. That's all there was between the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. But Achrei. Those in the second base of Mikdash, Shaloides Galu Avainim, that their Avera wasn't revealed. They said Lashon Hara, which is something done privately. Loines Gala Kitzam, so their Kates is not in his Gala, and we're still in the same, in that Galus. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Toivat Ziparnan Shal Rishayim, Mikreis and Shal Achrayim. That better the fingers, the fingernails of the Rishayim than the stomachs of the Achrayim. So meaning it's a mashal that there's a concept of Yiridus Adaris, that the, even the fingers of the earlier generations are better than our stomachs. So says the Gemara, Amr Le Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Adarabba, Achrayim Adifi, really were better than the earlier generations. Because Afal Gav Dika Shibut Malchus, even though we're suffering, and we're in the hands of the Goyim, Ka'aski B'Tayra, and still we're being Isaac and Tayra, so we're really greater than the Rishayim. And so Amr Le Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, Bira Teichiach, make the Bira, the base of Mikdash is the Raya. Shechazru the Rishayim, it went back to the earlier generations, to those in the times of the Churban Bayis Rishon. They got the Beis HaMikdash back. Their Galus was only 70 years, and then they got the Beis HaMikdash back. So, V'loi Chazru L'Achreinim, and we still didn't get it back. So obviously they were better than us. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Raya. The Ben Ishchai points out that Rabbi Yochanan is the one on Beis HaMad Aleph who said that Bira is a place in Har HaBayis. That Bira doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is talking to Rish Lakish, saying Bira Techiyat, the Beis HaMikdash will show that really the earlier generations were greater. Bira Lefi Rabbi Yochanan is only a place on Har HaBayis. Lefi Rish Lakish, it means the Beis HaMikdash. So why is Rabbi Yochanan now referring to the Beis HaMikdash as Bira? So the Ben Ishchai points out that the Vader Rabbi Yochanan's Maida that in the Lashon of the Torah, so Bira means the Beis HaMikdash. We had a Beis HaMad Aleph that Rish Lakish even brought the Pasuk from Davda Melch, that Davda Melch called the Beis HaMikdash the Bira. So Rabbi Yochanan's Maida that in the Psukim and Tanakh, Bira is a name for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan just held that when the Tana says the word Bira, so what's he referring to? It was a machlekes in Lashon Chachamim, but Avada Rabbi Yochanan's Maida that the Bira is a name for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he could use that Lashon when he, especially when he's speaking to Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish holds that Bira is the way you describe the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it's not shver that Rabbi Yochanan would call the Beis HaMikdash Bira when talking to Rish Lakish. That's what the Ben Yishchai writes in Ben Yoyada over here. But either way, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, that the Beis HaMikdash is the Raya, that the earlier generations are greater than us. Says the Gemara, Shaul was Rabbi Lazar, they asked Rabbi Lazar, Rishayim Gedolim or Achrayim Gedolim? Who's greater, the Rishayim or the Achrayim? So Rabbi Lazar said back, Amar Lahem, Tenu Einechem Bebira, put your eyes on the Bira. Meaning, look at the Beis HaMikdash, and that will show you who is greater. The Amri, some say different Nusuch, that Amar Lahem, he said to them, Eidechem Bira, that your witnesses is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is testimony that the earlier generations were greater, because they got the Beis HaMikdash back, and we still did not. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rish Lakish havisachi biyardino. Rish Lakish was washing himself in the Yardin. And also Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came from Bavel. He came to Eretz Yisrael to the Yardin. And he saw Rish Lakish in the Yardin. And so Yahavel Yada, so he gave him his hand to help him out. The Ben Yada says that Rish Lakish was a little bit of a heavier fellow. And so Rabbi Bar Bar Chana stuck out his hand to help Rish Lakish out of the water. So Amar Lei, Rish Lakish, when he saw Rabbi Bar Bar Chana stretching out his hand to help him out, he said, Elaha, he said like a Lashon Shvua, Sinena Luchu, I don't like you. I don't like you Babylonians. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Imchaimahi Nivna Le Tiras Chasef. Vimdalisu Natura Leha Luachares. Which he darshened to mean that Imasisim Atzchem Kachaima, that if you would have made yourselves like a wall, Rabbeinu Eliyakim says a wall, meaning that all the stones in the wall are attached to each other, and Valisim Kulchem Bimei Ezra, and you all would have went up during the times of Ezra. During the times of Ezra, some of the people in Bavel, they stayed back. They didn't come up for the Bayis Sheni. They stayed in Bavel. So the Pasuk is saying that if you would have made yourselves like a wall, and all of you stuck together, and all of you would have went up back to Eretz Yisrael, Bimei Ezra by the Bayis Sheni, so Nimshaltim Kekesef She'ein Rakav Sholeipais. And then I would have said that you were like Kesef, like silver, that doesn't have any rust, meaning you would have had the same Shechina in the Bayis Sheni like you had in the Bayis Rishon. But Achshav She'alisam Kedalasois, but now that you went up like doors often, there's two doors of a gate, let's say, and you can have one door open, one door closed. They're not necessarily side by side and with each other. So, and that's what happened. That's what happened by when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. Only some of the Bnei Bavel went with Ezra, and some of them stayed back. So because that's what you did, so nimshaltim ka'ares sharekev sholeipai. So therefore, you're like a cedar tree that has some rust on it. There's some rust on cedar trees. My ares, why is this the mashal? Says the Gemara, Amar ulas sasmagor, because it's referring to a cedar tree. Meaning, what type of ares is the mashal referring to? So says the Gemara, sasmagor, which is a type of worm that hollows the inside of a cedar tree. That's the mashal that the pasuk is coming to describe. My sasmagor, and why is that the mashal? Why is that the mashal for the matzev by the Bayis Sheni? Amar Rabbi Abba, because Basco. Because Lamaisa, they still had Basco. Even though they didn't have the full Shechina like they had in the Bayis Rishon, but there still was something there. It was like the outer shell. They had the outside of the cedar tree without the inside. They had some sort of outside form of Ruach HaKodesh. They had something called Basco, which is a certain level, albeit a much lower level of Nevuah, but a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh and of Shras HaShechina that they did have in the Bayis Sheni. Kedetani, like we learned in the Braisa, Mishamesin Neviim Achreinim, once the Neviim Achreinim, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, once they were Nifter, so Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh, Mishrael, so Klaiso lost on Ruach HaKodesh. Vadayin HaYimishtam Shebebasko, but they still had this level of Ruach HaKodesh, they still had Basko. Now just ask the Gemara asked the Kasha on the story that we just said. It says that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana stretched out his hand to help Reish Lakish out. And Reish Lakish had this whole conversation with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, explaining to him why he didn't like the Bnei Bavel, because they caused that there wouldn't be a Shuras HaShechina in the second base of Mikdash. So in fact, the Gemara, did Reish Lakish really talk publicly with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana? But says the Gemara, Umar Rabbi Lazar, referring to Rabbi Lazar and Pedas. Rabbi Lazar, the Marad, the Arad Yisrael, Hava, who was the Marad, the Arad Yisrael. He was the leader in Eretz Yisrael. V'loi Hava Mishtai Reish Lakish Ba'adei, and I felt Pekin, Reish Lakish didn't speak to him publicly. Demand the Mishtai Reish Lakish Ba'adei, because when Reish Lakish would speak with people, whoever was seen speaking with Reish Lakish, Bishuk, in the marketplace, Yahav Le Iska B'loi Sahadi, so people would do business with that person without any Edim, because they saw that obviously this person was very trustworthy. If Reish Lakish is speaking to him, so it must be this is a good guy. And people would trust that person and they would do business with him without even requiring any edim on their transactions. So Reish Lakish wouldn't even speak to Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, even though he was the leader of Eretz Yisrael, because he was scared that because he had this hakpada not to speak to people publicly. So Bahadi Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Mishtai, so did he really speak publicly with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana? So says the Gemara, Amar Papa Shadi Gav Rabbi Nayu. So you have to switch one of the people in the story. I Reish Lakish, either keep it that it really was Reish Lakish Hava. It was Reish Lakish who was there. V'Ziri, and it was Ziri who came from Bavel. And that's who Reish Lakish was speaking to. And Ziri is someone that Reish Lakish would speak to in public, because Ziri is someone who was known to be trustworthy by himself. Even without it, he didn't need Reish Lakish to be speaking to him to be known. Ziri was known by himself as a very trustworthy person. Oy Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Hava, or keep it that it was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Lazar. And it wasn't Reish Lakish who was being reichetz in the Yarden, it was Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, Ki asa l'kamed Rabbi Yochanan, when Reish Lakish then went to Rabbi Yochanan afterwards, so Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan about this whole story, that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was with him, or Ziri, and that he told them that they're the reason why there was no Ashras HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni. And Amr Lei, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, Lav Hainu Taima. You should know that that's not why there was no Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash. It's not because the Bnei Bavel didn't return to Eretz Yisrael. Dinami Saliku Kulu Bimei Ezra. Even if they all would have came back, Lo Yehave Shari Yeshchina BeMikdash Sheni. There still wouldn't have been Shechina in the Mikdash Sheni. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, Ziyafta Lekim Liyafes V'Yishkoim Ba'ilei Shem, which we darsh in Afol Gav Ziyafta Lekim Liyafes. Even though Hashem gave beauty to Yafes, as we'll see, that's referring to the Persians, that the Persians are the ones who built the second Beis HaMikdash, and they made a very beautiful Beis HaMikdash, even though Hashem gave beauty to them, but ein Shechina Sheira ela ba'ayilei Shem. But Lamaya said, there's no Shechina except in the Ayilei Shem, which like by the Bayis Rishon, which was built by Shlomo HaMelech. There we had Shechina, not by the second Beis HaMikdash, because it was built by Yefes, it was built by the Persians. Uparsoi minon de Yefes kasu. And how do we know that Persiim, that Persians come from Yefes? The Chziv, as the pasuk says, Bnei Yefes, who are the children of Yefes? It's Goimer, Umagoig, Umadai, Vyavan, Vetuva, Umeshech, Vetiras. Those are the children of Yefes. And we darshan, Goimer is Egermamia, Magoig, Zukandia, Madai, Zumakdonia, Yavan is Kemeshmo, is Yavan, Tuva, Zabesu Nike, and Meshach Zu Musia. Tiras Pligi Bar Rav Simai V'Rabbanan. There we have a machlekes whose Tiras is. It's a machlekes Rav Simai V'Rabbanan, V'Amilo Rav Simai V'Rabbanan. And some say Rav Simai V'Rabbanan, not Rav Simai. Chad Amar, one of them says Zu Beis Traiki. V'Chad Amar Zu Paras. Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef taught Tiras Zu Paras. And Tiras is Paras. So you see that Paras, Persia, they're one of the children of Yefes. They come from Yefes. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was telling back to Reish Lakish, that it's not because the Bnei Bavel didn't all come back to Eretz Yisrael. If they all would have came back, the pasuk says that Yaftalukim Yafes, Hashem gave beauty to Yafes, but there's no Shechina by them, and that's why there was no Shechina by the Bayis Sheni. And we'll just conclude with the avar from the Ben Yishchai, the Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyad over here. He wants to know what's pshat in this hanhaga of Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish, it seems like he was not such a nice guy, that he wouldn't speak to people publicly because he was nervous that people were going to start trusting them, and then therefore he didn't want to see, he had this interesting hanhaga that he wouldn't speak to people in public. So says the Ben Yishchai, the pshat is like this. The Reish Lakish we know started off as a bandit until Rabbi Yochanan was mekar of him. Like the Gemara Baba Metzia tells us. So once Reish Lakish was Chayzer Betshuva, so he took on himself to be very careful not to speak to his old friends, not to speak to these people who were Ganavim. So because he was so makpin not to speak to people who were Ganavim, so he only spoke to people that were respectable. So it became a thing specifically about Reish Lakish, because he was so makpin not to speak to Ganavim and only speak to people who were trustworthy. So it became a thing that people, when they saw Reish Lakish speaking with someone, so there was obvious then that person was trustworthy. Now, why didn't Reish Lakish like that? What's wrong with such a thing? Because Reish Lakish was very sensitive. And he said to himself, says the Ben Yishchai, Reish Lakish said to himself, I'm only going to be able to speak to the people that I know, because if people are going to start trusting the person who I speak to, so I'm going to have to make sure that whoever I'm speaking to is trustworthy. So what's going to happen if there's going to be a big tzaddik that comes through, and I just don't know him? I'm not going to be able to speak to Reish Lakish because I don't know him. I don't know if he's trustworthy. But really, it could be that he's the biggest tzaddik, and it's going to cause a tremendous zilzul in that Talmud Chacham. It's going to cause, if anything, people are now going to start saying that the guy is not trustworthy. Because look, Reish Lakish passed by him, and he wouldn't talk to him. So obviously that person is not trustworthy. And it's not because of that. It's just because the person, Reish Lakish's punk, doesn't know the person. So Reish Lakish was nervous now. He was sensitive that he's going to cause a tremendous zilzul in the Talmud Chacham and that he doesn't know. So because he was nervous that he was going to cause a zilzul in the Talmid Chachamim that he doesn't know, so Reish Lakish, out of his sensitivity, was makbid that he wouldn't even speak to Talmid Chachamim that he didn't know. He would stop speaking to people in public. Even Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, who was the leader of Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't speak to Talmid Chachamim, even Talmid Chachamim in public, because he was nervous of the zilzul that he could cause a Talmid Chacham that he didn't recognize. And so because of that, that's why he didn't speak to anyone. Now Ze'iri was an exception, because Ze'iri was someone who anyways on his own right earned the trust of the public, so to speak. Everyone trusted him, everyone knew who he was. So it wasn't because Reish Lakish was talking to him that people were going to start trusting Ze'iri. But anyone else, Reish Lakish was makpid not to talk to. It sounds like when you read the Gemara, almost like Reish Lakish was a little bit rigid, a little bit not nice. Really, says the Ben Yishchai, it was because of his extreme sensitivity to the Talmid Chachamim that he didn't know that's why he had this anhaga.